Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve Humm, the Steve Gruber Show. Tuesday, June 30th, 2020, here are three big things you need to know. Three, gun sales are up all over the country, applications surging more than 500%, for example, in Illinois. In the end, these riots and protests will only make gun ownership more popular, despite the loud voices on the left. Two, reopening schools in the fall for in-person learning isn't risk-free, but neither is keeping them closed. So what can be done to make sure children are as safe as possible while receiving the education they deserve? And number one, the Treasury Department announced on Monday it will stick with its tax filing deadline of July 15th. So if you've been waiting until the last minute to finish your 2019 taxes, well, the last minute is approaching very soon. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. This hour, Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government, will join us. We'll also chat with David Harsanyi, senior writer for National Review. His piece on gun ownership in the country in the wake of these riots and protests. And Rick Hess, resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute on reopening schools across the country in the fall for in-person learning. All that coming up in this hour, and a couple of quick stories about the University of Michigan as well. We'll hold on to those and put them right there for later on in the hour. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. I'm here at Hillsdale College, where I'm the general manager of the student radio station and lecturer in journalism. You can find my podcasts at National Review, Political Beats, where we talk with people in and around the world of politics about their favorite band or artist. No politics at all. This week, Randy Barnett from the Georgetown School of Law. We talk about The Zombies and Argent. That's available at nationalreview.com. Find the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast and also the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, available on many of these fine radio stations on the weekend, and also in podcast form, SoundCloud, Google Play, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn. Look for it each week. As the goal, we try to bring you as close to Hillsdale's campus as we can get you without you physically being here. Conversations, debates, guests here on campus, either here or in D.C. at Hillsdale in D.C., the Kirby Center. That's what's happening on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. What happened yesterday at the press briefing with Kelly McEnany was somewhat embarrassing for Ryan Lizza, who used to write for The New Yorker, and I think he's with The Daily Beast now. Is that right? Is he correspondent for The Daily Beast? No. Oh, no, he's over at Politico now. That's even more embarrassing. Ryan Lizza is chief Washington correspondent for Politico and a senior political analyst for CNN. It's an important guy. So he should really be embarrassed by asking this question. The embarrassing parts up front, I just left on the entire response from Kayleigh McEnany so you can hear how the rest of the answer went. But this is from the Q&A yesterday at the press briefing. Ryan Lizza, the first voice you'll hear. Again, chief Washington correspondent for Politico and CNN contributor. And then Kayleigh McEnany responding. Here's Ryan Lizza yesterday.
There's a national conversation going on right now about the proper place of symbols of the Confederacy, statues, memorials, names, and the president has repeatedly inserted himself into this debate. And I think a lot of people are trying to understand what his view of memorializing the Confederacy is and the proper place of the Confederate flag. So a couple questions. One, does President Trump believe that it was a good thing that the South lost the Civil War? And then two, is he interested in following NASCAR's example and banning the Confederate flag at his own events?
Well, your first question is absolutely absurd. He's proud of the United States of America. Second, with regard to our statues, Americans oppose tearing down our statues. There is a Harvard-Harris poll released just last week that shows 60% of respondents said the statues should remain, and 71% said local governments should block groups from physically destroying the statues. So he stands on the side of preserving our history.
The question is actually about the Confederate flag at his rallies. Will is he interested in banning the Confederate flag at his rallies?
That would be a question for his campaign. But look, this president's focused on taking action, on fixing problems. It's why he had his executive order just a few weeks ago to keep our streets safe and secure. That's where his focus lies. And I think that those who are tearing down statues, they do appear to have no ideology when they're tearing down statues and defacing statues of Matthias Baldwin, an abolitionist, Hans Christian Hegg, who died fighting for the Union Army during the Civil War, a memorial for African-American soldiers who fought in the Civil War was damaged in Boston, and a monument to fallen police officers was vandalized in Sacramento. This is unacceptable. It's why the president took strong action. It's why he has an executive order saying those tearing down statues will be punished to the fullest extent of the law. It's why four people will charge. He will not stand for lawlessness and chaos. He stands with the 71% of Americans who say there is no place for tearing down statues, as these anarchists are doing across the nation. Christian.
So, Kelly McEnany, first of all, she's pretty good at this thing, huh? Not bad. But again, just going back to the very beginning of that question, the first question asked, does the president believe it's a good thing the South lost the Civil War? This is what happens when you have a White House press corps that is more interested in ginning up anecdotes for books and memoirs. How many reporters in that White House room have had a book come out in the past? Now, look, part of me says, you know, they're monetizing their career and I can't fault them for it. But the other part says, if you're going to do it, don't use your main responsibility of being a press member in the White House press room to sort of leverage into your book career. And some have certainly done that, looking at a few CNN reporters. And so Ryan Lizza, that's how you get Ryan Lizza asking the spokeswoman for the president, does President Trump believe it's a good thing the South lost the Civil War? And she batted that back appropriately. One other quick note mentioned in the big three there, the IRS, the Treasury Department of the IRS, announcing they will not extend the tax filing deadline again. July 15th is the deadline. Agencies encouraging people to file for an automatic extension of October 15th if they can't meet the July 15th deadline. Of course, usually April 15th is when it has to be done, but coronavirus pandemic happened and, well, postponed to July 15th. States have different deadlines here in Michigan. Please don't quote me. I'm not a tax expert, but pretty sure it's they moved it to July 15th as well. I believe that's the case. Those who expect to have to pay 2019 taxes might want to check their payment options. Yes, because you certainly have to pay balances or estimate balances by that July 15th deadline. About 93 million filers thus far have received refunds for the 2019 taxes, averaging $2,700. So there you are. The IRS deadline, July 15th. You've got 2 weeks if you're waiting for the last minute to file your taxes. The last minute is approaching soon. Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Coming up next, Scott Bertram, sitting in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner now. Start building Michigan's future. And yours today.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MA.